Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
Ayatollah Khamenei-led regime that brutalized its own people, launched attacks around the world for almost 40 years. So is the president right to take him out?
No, you're right about the Ayatollah. He was a brutal dictator. This is a murderous regime. But at the same time, it posed no imminent threat of attack to the United States.
This is a disaster. It is illegal. And the president is obligated under the Constitution to come to Congress and ask for an authorization of military force. He wouldn't get that authorization if he asked for it. Congress wouldn't vote to give him the permission to do it, but he's obligated to come to Congress.
So, two voices of not great reason from the Democrat side, but there you have Senator Chris Murphy, and you also had, of course, Adam Schiff before that, George Stephanopoulos, and who was it talking to Chris Murphy? Face the Nation, so that was Margaret Brennan. And joining us now, a little bit out of his normal time element, I really appreciate him being so flexible. I also appreciate him being available on Saturday when we talked to him when we were live during the breaking news event on Saturday. Jimmy Patronis is our congressman for District 1. Jimmy, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Great to have you. I thought you put up a pretty good post on this question about war powers, declaration of war, the ability to use force and all of that that the president has. So I'll give you the chance to answer. Obviously, the Democrats are trying to make the case that the president is not operating within the law. I think that he is. I know you think that he is. But can you explain why?
Well, so on my post, go to my social media, you see the play-by-play. How the notice was given. There's so many days that has to have a pullback of troops. But here's the dilemma. Those Democrats, once they get on national TV solo, their base has Trump derangement syndrome. When they go on TV, they have to bash the president. On the flip side, they know that this is an issue that is important and that you have to have a denuclearized Iran. One of the handful of times that the Democrats stood up at the State of the Union, this was one of them when Trump, you know, brought it up about denuclearizing Iran. A whole bunch of Democrats stood up. They couldn't afford to be seen sitting down when the camera panned the audience for the world to see who stood with that philosophy or not. So, you know, again, these guys are talking out both sides of their mouth. The ones that are on TV demanding the War Powers Act, I guarantee you they were on MS Now or on CNN when they did that statement.
What I know, obviously, there's several senators who say they've got a War Powers Resolution that they're going to bring. And I know you're in the House, not in the Senate, but still both houses, both chambers would have to vote on this. Do you expect to hear a War Powers discussion on the House floor? I know you've been involved in briefings and, you know, obviously you have a very slim majority in the House. What do you expect Congress to do, if anything, about what's going on in Iran this week?
Well, they're going to, you know, make every effort to bring it up on the floor of the House. Again, it's one of those messages that sounds like that we have to, you know, bring Congress in to approve it. But that with the actions of the president, then we're totally legal within his constitutional rights.
Yeah, what he's got 48 hours, he has to notify you. He's got 60 days to withdraw if or to stop using military action if he does not get an authorization for the use of military force. Plus, it's a pipe dream to think that even a War Powers Resolution does anything, because you'd have to – both houses would have to pass – both chambers have to pass it. Then the president has to sign it. He's obviously not going to sign it. He vetoes. There's no chance you've got an override capability. So this is all posturing at this point. Do you expect an AUMF? Do you expect an authorization for the use of military force? I would expect, or I'd hope for it.
Well, I mean, I would, as a Congress, I think if you had an up-down vote forcing up this authorization force, he's going to get it. At least I think so, just simply because. I still got this chest cover. There is support for what's been done, and I couldn't be more proud of the performance of our military.
No, I really agree with that. And, you know, it's one of the things you actually mentioned on Saturday is that I think we take great pride. You know, this is obviously a combined forces operation with Space Command, Air Force, you know, Navy and Marine aviators, you know, ground-based missile strikes, all of the things that are happening. But a significant portion of that is, you know, we start training aviators here, and Naval Education Training Command does a lot of training related to what's happening in the Navy right now across the world. So, you know, we have great pride in the operation that is succeeding right now in Iran, right?
Yeah, look, the men and women that are pulling off these missions, they got their expertise, their know-how, their skill, the ability to execute right here in Northwest Florida. So, I mean, just all across the panhandle, this is where the skills. I couldn't be more prouder, but more importantly, I think for those spouses and those families, thank you for sharing your heroes with us as they're in harm's way trying to do what's right to create a peaceful world.
Absolutely. We're talking to Jimmy Patronis, our congressman. Jimmy, hang on for just a second. Let's get traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by Florida West. The Florida West project is evaluated on jobs created, wages paid, and generates a positive return to investment to Escambia County taxpayers. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10's back to flowing smoothly. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Jimmy Patronis, our congressman. Congressman, there are three different kinds of questions that I'm hearing about, you know, what does this mean to me right now? Question number one, what does this mean about, you know, my 401k and the economy? Number two, what does this mean for the price of fuel? And number three, you know, what does this mean for my safety in terms of going about my daily life? And even if I'm traveling, you know, I had one friend who's going to be traveling in England, and she says, is it safe to travel? I'm like, it's safe to travel. I mean, I wouldn't go to Bahrain, but yeah, you're fine in England. But what are you hearing? What are you being told?
So on our website, we've got the latest State Department advisory, so you can get the play-by-play there. Oil prices, this is the way it's been dealt with. Oil prices already have seen an initial tick up. The OPEC has already sent out a message that they're increasing production. So with this already being anticipated, OPEC is trying to flatten the curve of any increase in the cost of oil by increasing production.
That is a great note. And Saudi Arabia has even said, of course, major member state of OPEC and major potential supplier of petroleum. They have already said that they'd even be willing to join military operations with us based on what Iran continues to do against them or anybody else in the region. So the fact that, yep. You know, we've basically split OPEC down the middle with Iran on the one side and, you know, other suppliers on the other side is, I mean, I think that's a tremendous win for us. What are you hearing? Oh, you said the State Department stuff is posted on your website about security advisories. And then, you know, what about domestically? What about domestically, terror plots or that kind of stuff that people might be, you know, people, well, they ask this question.
Yeah, yeah. So you can imagine there are security alerts all over. I know we were briefed yesterday by the speaker. There's going to be a heightened sense of security around Washington, D.C. simply because it's a high-profile target. So work will be a little bit different, but, you know, we're in a good place. It's our men and women that I care about in uniform that are at the tip of the spear with us.
You know, I thought it was interesting because I know some people ask the question, well, is it right for the United States military to engage in political assassination of a military leader? Well, in this case, I mean, yeah, I think the justification is clear for what this man has done. But look, they've been trying to kill Trump. I mean, constantly. This is Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham, all confirmed that, you know, it's not like Iran has been this, you know, docile, harmless, do-nothing actor locally, domestically, or, you know, globally, right?
100%. I mean, we're always tracking those type of threats. But, I mean, I don't know if there's been a president of the United States that's had so many attempts on his life as this guy. And then as we start, you know, peeling back the onion, you find out where, you know, there are those ties of these radical groups that have been the genesis of their passion of wanting to do this.
Yeah.
You know, and unfortunately, you got instances like what took place out in Texas, you know, the loss of life there and with this crazy that had Islamic ties. I mean, just all the way around. I mean, you need to keep your head on a swivel, you know, and if you feel like you're in a place that, you know, potentially going to be of concern, then you need to be, you know, thinking about the safety of your family. I mean, don't be a knucklehead being in places where, you know, it's you know, a heightened sense of concern.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, look, I have advised for years and do practice myself, get a concealed carry weapon, carry it, and always pay attention. And not just because somebody who's upset about what's going on in the Middle East, but just, you know, anybody. There's crazy people all over the place. And, you know, the world needs more people who are going to be sane and responsible, right? What do you think is the future here? What do you think is the, I mean, we're in the first 2 days, okay? So this is very early moments. But what do you think is going to happen in Iran? And, you know, I personally am not concerned about boots on the ground. I think this president, Pete Hegseth, they all know better than anything like that. But, you know, some people are saying we've seen this movie before. But what do you think is going to happen in Iran? What do you think the future of this engagement is?
So I think it's important, as I'm sure supply chains are being studied. You know, Iran doesn't have an unlimited supply of munitions to do this. You know, I can't see Russia, you know, being able to fight multiple fronts at one time. So, you know, Putin came out and condemned what took place, but that's about the best thing that he could do. He couldn't do anything else more than that. You know, does China try to do anything? The good thing about it is India is one of China's harshest critics. So I don't see India, you know, being supportive or allowing anything to take place. And it's interesting is Israel's how India have strengthened because how their trade agreements have started to really prosper from munitions, you name it. So the world is really closing in around Iran, and it's no different than what we've seen with the response of the other Middle Eastern states that have participated, because Iran is shooting at everyone. Well, I don't know if they realize that you shoot at everyone, everybody's going to shoot back.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I mean, it's almost, I'm trying to remember who made the point, but one of the talking heads on Sunday, one of the senators made the point that if you ever wanted to understand the difference between us and them, we are deliberately targeting only military targets. We might make a mistake, you know, we might miss something, but we are deliberately targeting only military targets of necessity in order to accomplish very specific military goals. They are literally proving that they do not care. Indiscriminate death is their goal, as they are retaliating like wildly against everybody, especially against citizens and civilians, because that's who they have the ability to attack back. They're proving the exact thing that we say, which is we fight restrained wars for a specific purpose. They engage in terrorism for, you know, religious lunacy, essentially.
Well, I truly believe Trump does not support loss of life. Right. I mean, he's trying to do everything he can to just basically neutralize them, make sure that as many of the facilities are in place so those societies can rise up, as they're saying, rise up and take your country back. And so, I mean, it's a large task, but he's definitely trying to give that opportunity to those, including, unfortunately, you know, the memory of 30,000 that have been slaughtered by the government.
Yeah. Last question on Iran right now, and it has to do with the future of global international agencies. The UN has clearly been not effective. You know, I mean, they're better than the League of Nations, but maybe not by much. Is it really time to start talking about a third stage of international organization, something that would have more capability? Maybe it doesn't have to involve the entire world. Maybe it's, you know, like NATO Plus or something like that. But is it time to start really talking about a replacement for the UN? Or do you think the UN has the ability to justify its existence ongoing?
No, I think the president's gotten the attention of NATO with what he's been doing with the Board of Peace. And the whole point is NATO's gotten so bureaucratic, has gotten so woke, they have lost focus of what their mission should be. They just continue to consume, you know, hundreds of millions of U.S. dollars, and I don't know what their work product really is. So this is where the president has gone out and said, you know what, we're going to hit the reset button and start to move forward with a whole new solution. And the president has, you know, complimented NATO, but at the same time, it's kind of like a backhanded compliment because, you know, why would he start up the Board of Peace if NATO wasn't doing their job? Because they're not. So, you know, I appreciate what the president's doing. Competition is a good thing, and competition, especially when you may be losing U.S. resources, is another way to get their attention.
We only have about a minute left, but I did want to give you a chance to talk about the State of the Union. You wore your big red hat. Trump was right about everything. You gave your blue angel 3D printed to Pete Hegseth. I mean, kind of neat things. I thought the speech was fantastic. It hit all the points. You know, he's an entertainer and he did his thing.
Yeah, the president hit all the right messages, at least in my opinion. I'm a little biased, but that was my first State of the Union. I thought it was incredibly well done. The guy's a machine. Here he is, almost 80 years old, and he was 1 hour and 48 minutes without a pause. I don't even think he ever took a sip of water. But saw a lot of history being made, and you know what? I think it was very important to note. Throughout all of this, he has been constantly publicly telegraphed, even at the highest level of the State of the Union, of what's going to take place in Iran. So, again, unless you've been living under a rock, and for those, some of those members of Congress that probably have, this was coming.
Jimmy Petronas, he is our congressman for Florida District 1, Northwest Florida. Jimmy, as always, thank you for always being available, and especially over the last couple of days being so flexible. I really appreciate it, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon, sir.
All right, buddy. Take care.
You bet. 825 News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're back to rolling accident-free, even delay-free. I'm not seeing anything that's going to slow you down this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
If you're 64 turning 65, or you're retiring, or you just have questions about Medicare, Ricky Stewart, she's your gal. Call her. Talk to her. A lot of our listeners have. A lot of you guys already have. And the feedback I get is so consistent. Andrew, you say she's nice and smart. Boy, so nice and so smart. And she really is. Ricky's one of my favorite people. She's just fantastic. Her whole family does insurance. She does this one part. She helps people understand Medicare, supplement, Advantage, prescription drugs, all that, Medicaid, if it applies to you, what all the different things that are covered. Because I know, you know, it's different, right? Your whole life you've been on one kind of system, and then you're going to switch over to another system. And so you have questions, you know, vision, dental, hearing, like pre-existing conditions, just all of that stuff. And not somebody who's only available at like open enrollment time, but all year round. And she certainly is. Find out more at 341-2185. If you've got questions, Ricky Stewart has answers, or insured by Ricky, RICKI.com.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, there you have it.
Shut it, Whitney. Let her talk.
Good morning, 829 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in our newsroom with headlines for us. David?
Good morning, Andrew. Well, all six members of the three Air Force jets that were shot down in that incident in Kuwait are in stable condition. U.S. Central Command confirming that today. The suspected gunman in a shooting outside of a bar in Austin, Texas, being described as a Senegalese native, naturalized U.S. citizen who had a history of mental illness. The shooting left two people dead, 14 others injured. Authorities are still saying it is too early, though, to determine whether it was motivated, what the motivation was in that. And three U.S. Army soldiers being awarded the Medal of Honor by President Trump today. One of those honorees, Master Sergeant Roderick Edmonds, will receive the military's highest award for actions while he was a prisoner of war in Germany in 1945.
Okay, very good. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Yeah, those three F-15s shot down, apparently friendly fire over Kuwait, which I got to imagine they weren't exactly expecting that. You know, because, I mean, one of the interesting notes about that is the enemy has not been able to shoot down anything. You know, sort of only friendlies have been able to, unfortunately. But thank God all six aviators are safe.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. A fourth U.S. soldier has succumbed to injuries from Iran's response to U.S. Operation Epic Fury. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth says U.S. soldiers are battle-scarred from 47 years of war by Iran.
We didn't start this war. But under President Trump, we are finishing it.
As NATO Secretary of General Mark Rutte comes out in staunch support, telling Fox,
taking out Khamenei, taking out the nuclear capability in Iran, but also taking out the ballistic missile program in Iran. This is crucial. And what I see in Europe, I spoke with all the key European leaders over the weekend, is widespread support for what the president is doing.
As the Arab states defend against Iran's aggression and new Hezbollah strikes, three U.S. warplanes shot down by friendly fire from Kuwait, they ejected safely. The Congress Gang of Eight to be briefed late today. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got 60 degrees, clear, sunny skies. Of course, our full forecast with Brooke Richardson is on the way. Here in just a few minutes, we are learning a little bit more about the Milton mother accused of killing her six-year-old daughter. April Oliva was booked into the Santa Rosa County Jail last Wednesday after being released from the hospital. Her defense has filed a not guilty plea and a demand for discovery from prosecutors. Oliva's due back in court today for a pretrial detention hearing. Investigators say Oliva stabbed her daughter Valerie more than 20 times and then turned the knife on herself. Her arraignment has been set for March 12th. An American Airlines flight from Tallahassee to Dallas had to make an emergency landing in Pensacola Sunday. Passengers reported seeing smoke in the cabin of that plane. According to FlightAware data, the plane diverted to Pensacola Sunday morning. One passenger telling Channel 3 they saw smoke and smelled what seemed like something burning before the aircraft landed. Passengers say they were not immediately briefed on why they made the unscheduled stop. A nearly $14.3 million resurfacing and stormwater improvement project is set to begin in March along Highway 97 from Davisville to Molino. The project will resurface 22 miles of the state road stretching from the Florida-Alabama state line near Davisville and Atmore south to Highway 29 in Molino. Crews will resurface travel lanes, auxiliary lanes, and paved shoulders along the entire corridor. Stormwater upgrades are also being planned at the Highway 29 intersection to address longstanding flooding issues. That includes installing an additional box culvert and some new cross drains. The contract was awarded to Anderson Columbia Company. Once construction begins, the contractor will have 567 days to complete the work. Well, the Blue Angels start their 2026 practice season next month. The first publicly viewable practice is scheduled for March 31st at Naval Air Station Pensacola. They'll, of course, perform at the Pensacola Beach Air Show July 18th and wrap up their season later this fall with the homecoming air show at NAS Pensacola. Some practice days throughout the season will also include Blue Angels autograph signings inside the National Naval Aviation Museum. You can find the full practice schedule on the museum's website. A Miami man is headed to federal prison for nearly 5 years after being convicted of large-scale identity theft. 33-year-old Mackenzie Monestein was sentenced on Friday to 55 months behind bars. FBI agents say they found evidence inside of a padlocked room at his home in 2020, including 450 stolen accounts, fake IDs, and credit cards in other people's names. Authorities estimate victims may have lost between $250,000 and $550,000. Monestein pleaded guilty in December. And a major bridge project in Baldwin County getting closer to being done. The new $52 million intracoastal waterway bridge along the Foley Beach Express is expected to open by this summer. When it does, it'll double the number of travel lanes across the waterway. The traffic on the Beach Express has already surged ever since tolls were removed back in May of 2024. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
We've got one accident on the books right now at East 10 Mile Road and Kim Strand Road. It's a vehicle crash with injuries, and I'm starting to see delay on both 10 Mile and Kim Strand, so just be aware there. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And now let's get a look at our forecast with Brooke Richardson from Channel 3.
We are going to be seeing temperatures warming up as you head into your afternoon. High near 72 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. For Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 72. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping back near 62 degrees. Going into Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, temperatures back in the 70s for highs, and overnight Wednesday, dropping near 61. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, we've got 60 degrees with sunshine. Looking like a nice start to our day. Your money now this hour. Taking a look at our opening numbers. The Dow is down about 500 points today. That's almost a percent at 561 points. The S&P down just about three quarters of a percent today, 45 points at 6,832.5. The NASDAQ is down over a half percent, 138 points, and that's sitting at 22,526.5. Looking at that 10-year bond rate, that is up slightly, 4.02% today. Gold prices are up $75.90 at $5,323.80. Now, looking at oil prices, looks like oil is up about $5 right now. It's $71.98. And Bitcoin up almost $800 at $66,175. Taking a look at a few of our financial headlines today. Looks like Claude now holds the top spot on Apple's U.S. App Store after the company behind it was labeled a supply chain risk by the Pentagon just a few weeks ago. The Claude app wasn't even in the top 100. Users appear to be rallying around the AI after Anthropic refused to let the Pentagon use their system for mass surveillance against Americans. OpenAI, meanwhile, has reached an agreement with the Pentagon. CEO Sam Altman said late Friday that deal was reached after the Defense Department agreed to its safety red lines. The announcement comes after President Trump ordered all government agencies to stop using Anthropic's systems. And Apple unveiling some new hardware this week. The tech company will skip the standard one-day event. They're announcing their new products over 3 days starting today. One of those offerings will be the new iPhone 17e, which is expected to start at just under $600. It's 8:38. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Princeton Grove, a new affordable housing community in Crestview, is now taking applications for 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Princeton Grove features a resort-style swimming pool, pickleball court, dog park, state-of-the-art fitness center, Energy Star rated appliances, granite countertops, and for a limited time, Princeton Grove is offering 1 bedroom apartments for $849 and 2 bedrooms at $1049 with no application fee. Princeton Grove Apartments in Crestview. Location, community, quality living. All starts at Princeton Grove.
Investing in times like these can be scary. If you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances, Armada Advisors will put you on the right path to success. Coming up at 9 a.m. after the Pensacola Morning News, be sure to join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way for you to successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. That's today at 9 after Pensacola Morning News on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
You don't always have time to sit and listen.
That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
So it's a very difficult situation, I think, for the Iranian people. They will have to determine their own destiny. And I certainly hope that they're successful. There would be nothing better than an end to this terrible, you know, century or decades-long dictatorship. But there is no imminent threat to the United States that would justify exposing U.S. troops to that kind of risk.
There'd be nothing better than getting rid of a murderous dictator who has killed his own people and killed American service members over the years and conducted, you know, terror attacks against, for example, the Marine barracks and against the coal and against our own ships in the region. And I really hope they're successful at overthrowing the government, but I just don't think we should be helping. That is the kind of leadership we need from Adam Schiff. What a useless. Anyway, it's just, God, my God. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I shouldn't say that. I'm not sorry. I won't say all, of the Democrats have shown themselves to be utterly useless as leaders in this moment. Chris Murphy saying that it's illegal, it's a violation of the war. But no, it's not. I'll give a little bit of credit. Mark Kelly is the one who has said, I thought, at least somewhat measured things about this, talking with Kristen Welker, bless her heart, of NBC's Meet the Press. No, I just feel bad for her that she just doesn't have the juice to have the job, but she does have the job. So, I mean, she's doing the best with what she's got.
Me start with what you just heard from Senator Lindsey Graham. You heard him argue the world is now safer because the supreme leader of Iran is dead. Do you agree with him? Is the world now safer, Senator?
Again, you know, do you agree with Lindsey Graham that the sky is blue? Do you agree with Lindsey Graham that there's gravity on the face of the planet? I mean, do you agree that the world is safer without him? I mean, it's, I guess if you don't have any good questions, ask the dumb ones.
Well, I agree with that part. I mean, it's a good thing that the Supreme Leader is gone and some of the folks around him. And I have to give a shout out to the young men and women of the U.S. military who, you know, by their skill and, you know, focus on the mission and determination and patriotism, were able to conduct this operation. So that part's a good thing.
Yeah, and good for him to acknowledge that. Good for him, of course, as a, you know, veteran to acknowledge that. And good for him to admit. I mean, the basic rule of debating is when the other side has something or when there's something obvious, don't deny it. Don't pretend it doesn't exist. That's why I was so disappointed in Adam Schiff when he was talking about, you know, what could be the outcome of this war. Well, one outcome is that we could have a peaceful revolution, or, I mean, a revolution that leads to a peaceful democratic state. You know, the Shah was replaced by the Ayatollah. The Ayatollah can be replaced by, I mean, something of a normal, ordinary government. Just imagine. But he didn't list that among the options. I thought that was a gap. Back to Mark Kelly.
But what I also heard from Lindsey, and we saw in the president's tweet earlier today, is they're talking about hope. You know, the president said, hopefully. Lindsey, a number of times, said, we hope. Hope is not a strategy. We got to have a plan here. I mean, what is the strategic goal? and how do we achieve it?
Well, they've been, I think they've been fairly clear about that, is make sure that Iran doesn't have nuclear capability, make sure that Iran doesn't have naval capability to threaten the Straits of Hormuz and other places that they're now obviously menacing, make sure that they don't have long-range missile capability, and regime change. I mean, they are not saying regime change, but they are. I think the messaging on this is a little bit conflicted, because obviously regime change has already happened. The question is, will it be full-blown governmental shift? Will there be, for example, human rights and a government and actual free elections? And, you know, time will tell. But again, you know, Kristen Welker, she's got to ask her silly questions.
So, Senator, at this moment, do you think the president is in compliance with the law?
I would have loved to have heard Mark Kelly just say yes. Man, he's smart enough to know. And despite all of the adversarial treatment by the president against him, and I think wrongly, and the, you know, persecution, if not prosecution of him wrongly for his comments about disobeying illegal orders, I still, honestly, I believe that Mark Kelly is the kind of guy who believes he should only say true things. Now, he may disagree with you about what's true, but I actually think he's a man of integrity, even though I disagree with him politically pretty much across the board. But so his answer to the question, do you think the president's in compliance with the law?
Absolutely. He is not. This is an illegal war, Shannon, because the representative cited a statute, but he neglected to mention the Constitution. And the Constitution can't be changed by statute. The Constitution says no declaration of war without Congress. The president has called this war against Iran. The president can act to imminently defend the United States against imminent attack if that happens without congressional approval, needing later ratification by Congress. But if you're going to initiate war, you need Congress.
You don't. I mean, the War Powers Act allows the president to act in necessity. That's what it's meant to do. Yes, Congress declares war, but the president is the, you know, commander in chief of the military, has the ability to do what needs to be done in the moment. And if there was a military threshold or some kind of a change on the ground in Iran, as it sounds, you know, they have said that there was. But even so, you know, it doesn't have to be an imminent threat. It does not have to be purely reactive. There are other ways in which it can make sense. And if you're trying to achieve surprise, going out in public and having the big debate is not prudent, is not the way you do this.
The president not only did not come to Congress to seek a debate or vote, he acted without even notification to the vast majority of us. This is an illegal war. I have a war powers resolution queued up for vote this week, and I'm encouraging my colleagues to assert the constitutional power vested in the legislative branch.
Now, the one part I do agree with him about is this statement, and I think Pete Hegseth is on board with this. I think Donald Trump is on board with this. I don't think there's any question about this.
More importantly, though, haven't we learned something from 25 years of war in the Middle East? Have we learned nothing? It looks like this president hasn't learned a thing. And the claims about we're going to change the regime, we're going to stop a nuclear program, there was some threat. All of the intelligence I've seen in 13 years on the Armed Services and Foreign Relations Committees tell me there was no imminent threat from Iran that justifies sending our sons and daughters into war.
Well, I agree there's no imminent threat, but there is a threat. There's a future threat. It's very credible, and I think the president was taking an opportunity to do what needs to be done, should have been done a long time ago. I mean, goodness, could have been done in 1979, 1989, when Khamenei took over after the coal, after the Marine barracks. I mean, there's lots of opportunities where this could have been done. Any of them would have been ethically justified. The only real question is whether they were prudentially justified or practical or politically feasible. But we'll get to more of that in just a second. John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still dealing with the accident that happened on East 10 Mile Road in Kimstrand. The roadway is clear, but I'm still seeing some delays on 10 Mile and Kimstrand. But other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. By the way, I know if you were hoping to hear the frivolous topic, for obvious reasons, we're not doing it today, but we'll be back to the frivolous topic, I presume, tomorrow and ongoing. We try to do it all the time, but every once in a while, you know, there are enough other things happening that are of more importance than even doing something like that. Meanwhile, if you are having a great night's sleep, if you wake up in the morning refreshed and wonderful and healthy and feeling no pain, great, great. That's the goal. But if you wake up in the morning feeling tired or achy or just, you know, like you get out of bed stiff instead of, you know, feeling refreshed and flexible and excited? Well, it could be the mattress. Could be the bed. I mean, your bed is supposed to be kind of like medicine for your body. It is supposed to be therapeutic. It is supposed to be helpful. If you wake up in the morning feeling worse than you went to sleep, that's likely a bed problem. So go to the Sleep Center. They'll help you with this. They've been around for 30 years. They are the original, often imitated, never copied, you know, never duplicated. They have the best selection for mattresses, and they have all the, you know, the space foam mattress. I mean, it's amazing, okay? If you don't like that, they have traditional mattresses, but they also have hybrid mattresses, which is a little bit of both. I'm personally, my way of sleeping doesn't fit the foam mattress that well. Because it kind of cradles you in place, and I'm a tosser and a turner in the middle of the night, you know, so I need a mattress that gives me a little bit more flexibility, so the hybrid makes more sense to me. But that's the point. Talk to them, and they'll help you understand what makes sense for you. They'll ask you good questions because they want you to get a great night's rest. They have a 30-day better rest guarantee. They have a 60-day return for store credit. They do not get a very high number of returns, you know, because they are trying to make sure that you get the best deal in the end for what makes sense for you. They'll leave you alone if you want to be left alone. They'll talk to you if you want to be talked to, whatever the case. There's no commission, so no pressure. Best selection, best service, best price. And really, they are there to help you get what you need, which is a good night's sleep. So, if you've been treated badly by a mattress or by a mattress store, go to the Sleep Center on the north side of Creighton, just east of Davis Highway.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Oh, how's that flu, babe? Did you take DayQuil Intense Flu yet?
Nah, I got this. Okay, I don't got this.
You stay on the couch, and I'll grab the DayQuil.
Undo your flu symptoms with DayQuil Intense Flu. DayQuil Intense Flu provides powerful relief of your flu symptoms.
I'm ready for that to-do list.
Wow, you do got this.
DayQuil Intense Flu. The daytime coughing, aching, fever, under your flu, medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Atlas Beverage Class, Celebrate Easter at Great Southern, Angelina's Supper Club, Limona di Primavera, A Celebration of Spring, and so much more. Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You ever hear something in the news and think,
that can't be real?
NPR breaks it down weekdays at 11 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
If life is water, I was dry as to sounder. If it's a gamble, I've already lost my shit. If it's a journey, I was dazed without a clue. I'll flip to you back to the first love I ever knew. You give me joy that's unspeakable, and I like it.
Good morning, 8:52 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and just continuing our coverage of the attack in Iran, commentary by our political leaders. Of course, we carried the entire Department of War press conference earlier today. We learned a lot in that press conference. A lot of questions got asked that they're not going to answer. I mean, I just always don't believe in asking questions that, you know, how many people are you deployed? Stop it. You know, are there boots on the ground? Stop it. You know? What's the serial number on the missiles that you've been... Stop it. You know, just, it's so, you know, I know it's hard because your job is to ask questions and you can't think of any good ones, so you ask dumb ones. And I just don't, you know, I'd rather say, hey, I don't have anything. You know, I know you can't answer the ones I'd like to ask and, you know, that's fine. The mission is number one. So Rick Scott talking yesterday about the, talking to Fox News. Actually, I think it might have been on Saturday. Talking about this, you know, the attack, the war, call it what you will. You can argue it's not a war because it's not a declared war. Yeah, but it is clearly a war. You know, semantics get in the way sometimes of just speaking the truth.
You know, you'd like to, you know, I'm glad that Khomeini's gone. The Ayatollah's gone. The world's a safer place. You hate to want death for somebody, but he has caused so much death and destruction.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. So are we glad that he has gone? I should hope so.
Here's what's going to happen. We're going to continue to hammer the living daylights out of him. So will Israel. Hopefully our allies in the Middle East will join in. Our allies in Europe should join in. We're making the world a safer place. But we're going to finish this. And if we don't, we'll be doing this in 5 years and 10 years.
Yeah, agree about that. Now, Lindsey Graham, I thought, kind of had some of the best lines on this. Kristen Welker, of course, asking him the here she goes.
Senator, let me start with the big question. Yeah. Is the United States at war with Iran?
I think the Ayatollah would say yeah.
Yeah, I mean, part of me hates to laugh, but that is a good line. Yeah, I mean, I will shed no tears over the Ayatollah Khamenei being killed. If ever there were a person who deserved to die, he's an A-plus in that category. No question. So, you know, somebody who for, 37 years he has been the supreme leader of Iran. He's been the Ayatollah. And yes, Khamenei is different from Khomeini back in the day. If you had internalized that Ayatollah Khomeini, and it sounds like this is the same guy, it's not a different guy. President Smythe, okay, very similar, not the same. Anyway, but he has been killing Americans for almost four decades. He has been sponsoring terror and killing Israelis and Arabs, and, I mean, he's been killing everybody for, this is a really evil man, genuinely evil, who wanted to have a nuke and was working hard to get it.
I don't know if this is technically a war, but we're, here's what I can say the headline is for me Sunday. The mothership of terrorism is sinking. The captain is dead. The largest state sponsor of terrorism, Iran, is close to collapsing. The leader of the largest state sponsor of terrorism and his inner team are dead. The mothership that fuels the proxies is in sinking mode.
Yeah, and the goal here is to make sure that whoever takes over, that we do not have terrorism and you don't have to deal with this problem again. Now, you can't solve problems forever, you know that, but the goal is at least in the near future, right? That's the goal. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're back to rolling accident-free and delay-free. Not seeing anything that's going to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Lindsey Graham from yesterday on the Sunday show. This is on Meet the Press.
Will the United States pick the next leader of Iran, or will the Iranian people pick the next leader?
I love that he laughed at her. Just, man. Anyway.
I talked to the Crown Prince. He's got some ideas about transition. There will be no American boots on the ground. This is not Iraq. This is not Germany. This is not Japan. We're going to free the people up from a terrorist regime. And the goal is not only to help the Iranian people to chart a new destiny, to make sure no matter who takes over in Iran, no matter who it is, no matter who the people pick, they cannot become the largest state sponsor of terrorism. They can't fuel Hezbollah, the Houthis, and Hamas. They can't have ballistic missiles. They can't have a nuclear weapon. They will be out of the terrorism business.
Yeah, that's essentially the point, is we are... It sort of been justified based on things that have been done before. This is justified based on things that they are continuing to do. And it is also justified to prevent the things that we know they want to do in the future. When on Saturday, I spent an hour on the radio. I know you probably didn't get to hear it because, you know, it's an odd time to expect to hear the Pensacola Morning News, Andrew McKay live at 10:30 on a Saturday morning. But the justice of war is really a series of questions. There's the justice of the war itself. That's the jus ad bellum is the Latin that people use. It doesn't really matter, but just in case you care. That's the justice of starting the war or of the war itself. Then there's the justice of the warfare, the jus in bello, and then there's the justice after the war. But for the justice of the war, it's got to be a just cause, which means either self-defense against aggression or protecting innocent life. This is protecting innocent life and, if you want to say, preemption against aggression that we know is ongoing. So I call it a just cause, certainly based on this particular leader's history. Legitimate authority, that's the United States. You might say we should have involved the UN. Okay, I actually hear that. That's fair. But at the same time, if you involve the UN, then you have public discussions. They're unwilling to act because of Security Council, and so we have to build a coalition another way. Or you have a sudden opportunity, and you have the ability to do things on a surprise in a day as opposed to at night. This, to me, satisfied that condition. Legitimate authority, just cause. Right intention to create peace. to prevent ongoing threats to people's lives, to people's happiness, to civilians as they're showing in their retaliation against this. It's not about revenge. It's not about conquest. We most certainly don't want to own the country, and we don't even want to tell them what they need to do and who they should put in place other than, you know, not this. Last resort. Could we have waited longer? Well, if you've listened to the reports, the conversation was going nowhere. You know, we were negotiating with them. I mean, at the time the attack launched, we were still negotiating with them, but negotiation presumes progress and willingness, and they were not showing any of that. Reasonable prospect of success, an ability to expect that it's going to work. I think this is an open question. Will this actually make a better government? We don't know. We can hope that it's true. Even Mark Kelly's raising a fair point about this. It's a dicey proposition without major military presence on the ground. Yes, it's difficult, but there is a chance. And then the last one is proportionality. Is the good to be accomplished greater than the cost? Well, time will tell how much the cost is as we go forward.